Thank you. It is a real blessing, privilege, and an honor to be with you again. I love preaching the gospel. I never get tired of telling you about the man called Jesus that died for you. I'll tell you, there's nothing I'd rather do than to preach his word, because I know what it did for me, and I know what it can do for you. All you got to do is receive it, and I know that he'll make a difference in your life and in your heart. I can tell you from firsthand experience, I've had a personal experience in grace, and I know that he has delivered me and he keeps me. He does all the keeping and he did all the saving, and I'm thankful for that. There's no salvation in any other God or name or anybody else. The Bible says that there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And if you got plans of making it into heaven, you must come to Jesus just like you are. The Bible says so. The Bible says that ye must be born again. Nicodemus came to Jesus and he said, that thou art a teacher come from God. And we know that these miracles that you're doing has to be from heaven. But Jesus got right down to this problem and he said, ye must be born again. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can't make it to heaven just being good and doing good. That's what he was telling Nicodemus there. You can't make it in just because you're a religious ruler and a leader of the Jews and a judge according to the flesh. I'm sure he was a righteous judge according to the flesh and according to the law, but that didn't save him. He needed the blood applied to his heart, and that's what you need today. Jesus and God have provided everything that you need to make it into heaven. All you have to do is make a choice, and I'm glad that he gives us choices. I'm glad that we're not robots, we're not puppets on a string. We don't serve an angry God that is always looking to put somebody down. No, we serve a loving Savior, a loving God that cares for us and is merciful to us. He doesn't give us what we deserve, but he gives us what we need. He looks at our frame and he knows we're just the dust of the earth. He should know he created us. I don't care whether you believe in him or not. He is the creator of all mankind, and he created you. He formed Adam out of the dust of the earth, and he formed Eve out of the rib of Adam, you see, and he is a perfect creator. He never makes any mistakes. I'll tell you, there's plenty of things in this life that we have questions over. Many things that happen in our life that we don't understand, but I'll tell you that God understands everything. And there's nothing hidden in his sight. There may be things in this life that you get away with. There may be things that people do behind your back and behind each other's backs, and they think they get away with it. But I'll tell you, God has always got his camera on, if you please. He's always recording. And one day after a while, we're going to give an account for everything that we've done, whether you're saved or unsaved. You're going to give an account for what you've done. So I suggest that you get saved. Get all those sins that you've committed under the blood, because when you do that, Jesus is your personal friend, and he will be that advocate. He will be your lawyer in heaven, and he will intercede for you, and he will pray for you. He's seated on the right hand of God, interceding for the saints according to God's will. And I'm glad that he knows God's will. He performed God's will when he came down and died for sinners, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He did it for us. He did it for sinners. Think about what he's done for you. Think about how a Savior, a perfect Savior, God in flesh, came down to die for you, to die for your sins. He knew you from afar off. You're living in this life, and you may be in your 20s or 30s or maybe even more than that. And maybe you don't really understand what God has done for you. Maybe you don't understand the way of salvation. But Jesus knew you before you were ever born. He's God in flesh. He knows everybody. Nobody is a surprise. Nobody is a mistake to him. All souls are mine. That's what the Word of God says. And when you get separated from him, it's because of your sin. When you choose sin over God, over God's righteousness, that's when you become a sinner by choice. Because we're all sinners by birth. We're born in sin, shapen in iniquity. We come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies. I'll tell you, look at a little child when he's old enough to understand and speak, 2 and 3 and 4 years old. They'll tell a lie. You could see them do it right away, and you ask them, what did you do? And they'll make up something. I'll tell you, it's in our nature. It's in our flesh. We come forth speaking lies, and we have to be taught the good, and we have to be taught to shun the evil, and we must do that. And I'll tell you, even more so, being saved and born again, we must shun the evil. The Bible says to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. God has all power in heaven and earth, and I'm glad that he does. I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. I don't care if anybody ever knows my name. I don't care if anybody knows who I am. All I want them to know is that Jesus died for them and that he'll save them just like they are. That's what he did for me. I remember going to church as a young boy and really hearing about the name called Jesus, and it was different. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what the Word of God said. I didn't really understand many things, but I knew something was different about Jesus, about his name. I knew that he was the Son of God. The pastor told us. He preached to us. He prayed for us. And after a while, that good seed that was being sown found a lodging place in my heart. But first I ran. I'll tell you, the first reaction that anybody ever does, if they really hear the Word of God and they hear a God-called preacher really lay it down, I mean really preach the gospel, their first reaction is going to be to run. It's going to convict you because you've never heard something like that before. You'll run from it. But I'm thankful that that word never departs from the heart. It never departs from the soul. It'll come back a second time and a third time and maybe even more than that. God is so tender. He's so merciful to you. I'm glad he doesn't give me what I deserve. I'm glad he didn't when I was young. He could have cast me off as many times as I heard the Word of God and heard it laid down in truth and ran from it. He could have very easily just cut me off and went on to somebody else and dealt with them. I'm glad that he didn't. I'm glad he was patient with me. It's a part of my testimony today about how I ran from the Lord Jesus Christ, growing up in a real family, growing up in a real church where the Word of God was preached, and still running. But it's a part of my testimony. You see, many times and oftentimes, the people that know the preacher, that are really related to the preacher, they run the furthest and they run away from the religion. But I'm glad that I came back like the prodigal son. You see, I left the Father's house, if you please, and I ran away, but I came back, and the man of God was looking. He was waiting. He knew I'd be saved, and he kept looking and waiting and praying and laboring, and finally, the Word of God came a second time, and that's when it broke my heart. I thought my world was coming to an end, and really, it was, if you please. All my sinful habits, all the things that I was running in and partaking of, all those things brought pleasure. That's why you do them. That's why I did them. You don't do pleasure because it hurts. You do it because it feels good, because it satisfies your flesh. But our souls are never satisfied until we get saved. You know why? It's because we're separated and alienated from God. That's what people are looking for, the peace that they have, the innocency that you have when you're a teenager, when you're a child, when you don't know right from wrong, and we don't really understand evil and good. You miss that innocency. You miss that time where you don't know any evil. But once you learn the evil and you choose it, you are immediately separated from God. But I'm glad he provided a sacrifice. I'm glad he provided his son, Jesus, the shepherd of the sheep. He provided his son to die for you. Like I said, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, us sinners, rotten and vile, being dead to sins, should live unto his righteousness. You see, we're made righteous by his righteousness, by the perfect will that he performed when he came to die on the cross. It said, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. And that's us. We are cursed in this flesh. But he died and he became a curse for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that he did it for me. I hate that he had to suffer like he did, how he was beaten beyond recognition. All of his bones were pulled out of joint. His strength dried up like a potsherd. And he just was unrecognizable and deserted and left alone there at the cross. But he died for you and he died for me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that as I was a sheep going astray and just running my merry way, I'm glad that he has returned now to the great shepherd of the sheep, the bishop of the soul. You see, he created you. He made you just like you are. And I'll tell you, you need to come back to him. You're running away from him and you're probably not saved. You need to come back to him. He wants to save you. He wants to use you. I'll tell you, there's joy in salvation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's how we get strength from day to day. That's what gives me victory over the sins in my life. I don't run around and practice sin, but just being human is sinful enough. Just being in this flesh and being around people that are sinful and hearing all the things on the news networks and everything like that, that's just sinful enough, being watching those things and hearing about those things. I just love those times when I can sit down and study my Bible and read about all the men of old and women of old and all the trials and tribulations they went through and how God delivered them out of them all. What a wonderful, precious Bible that we have, and a wonderful life it is to be a Christian. Everything is provided for you. All you got to do is come to Him just like you are. And the Bible says that He will deliver you from everything in your life, every sin that has a hold over you. I can tell you, I was a sinner. I know those sins had a hold on my life. I couldn't shake them. I couldn't do anything with them but serve sin. You see, as good as I wanted to do and as much as I wanted to quit the things I was doing, I had sinful habits in my life. I really tried within myself, and I wanted to put those things down, but they would call me. I mean, they would call me every single time. I would be good for a day or two or maybe a week or more, but I would come right back into wallowing in the mire because I still had a sinful heart, a sinful nature. And when God saves you and He puts His divine nature in you, I'll tell you, everything changes. You become perfect on the inside. You become new on the inside. He puts His Spirit within you. And when you have that Spirit within you, you can overcome anything. I mean, you'll overcome every sin in your life, anything that has you bound up. If you call out to the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, have mercy upon you, don't let you die in your sin and go to hell, and receive Him into your heart, I promise He will make you a brand new creature. All those old sinful things, they will not captivate you anymore. All you got to do is serve Him, and it's wonderful. All we have to do is put out a little bit of effort when you're saved, and He will use us and He will help us each and every time. He is my Father, and we're His child. Just like you may be a father or a mother and you love your child, you'll do anything for him. Much more so, the Heavenly Father loves us. He cares for us. Even though we're sinners, even you being unsaved, He wants to save you. He wants to adopt you into the Beloved, adopt you as one of His sons or one of His daughters, because He loves you. He created you. He wants to save you. He wants to give you the abundant life. He has the abundant life. He has everything to offer. He will lift you up into heavenly places on this earth and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's all through Christ Jesus. It's all through that lovely name of Christ Jesus. And I'm glad that He died for me. I'm glad He took my place. I couldn't do anything to make it into heaven. I couldn't do anything to climb my way up into heaven. I couldn't build high enough to go into heaven. It took a perfect sacrifice, Jesus Christ, to be high and lifted up on that cross. And I'm thankful that now He's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for me and interceding for you. If you're not saved, I pray that you'll come to Him just like you are. Don't wait another moment. Don't waste any more time. Don't live in jeopardy anymore, because you're living in jeopardy. You could die in your sins and lift up your eyes in hell just like the rich man. You'll be right next to Him burning forever and ever and ever. Come to Jesus like you are. He'll save you. I see my time is gone. Pray for us. In Jesus' name, amen.